Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and Mom of Three. Joining me today is Pastor Don Daberstein, who wrote for the May issue of Forward in Christ on the topic of a parent's role in dating. So Pastor Daberstein, who is the parent of four children, ages 15 through 22, is going to share some of his insights with us today. Welcome, Pastor Daberstein.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I don't know about insights, but definitely experiences.
All right, so why don't you first just tell us a little bit about your family so that we can get some background on where you're coming from.
Okay, I am the husband of one wife and four children. The ages, I have two boys and two girls. The two boys are kind of like bookends for the two girls in between. So my oldest is 22,
okay. And
then a 21, and then an 18, and then a 15-year-old. So one of them has graduated from dating into marriage, and two are seriously dating. And the 15-year-old has begun his dating experiences.
All right, so clearly you're right in the thick of things as far as your children and dating are concerned. Do you have some overarching principles that you kind of use to help guide you through these years?
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose there's always one question whenever my girls start dating a boy. The very first question out of my mouth when I meet the boyfriend for the very first time is, what are your intentions to my daughter? And I try to say it in like this real serious tone, and some of them, you could just see, it just strikes the fear of God into them. And in a way, that's exactly kind of what I would want them to do, because I really want them to realize that if you're gonna date, you're not just dating a boy or a girl, you're dating someone's daughter or son. And so I think, not like, remember in the movie A Big Fat Greek Wedding, where you just got the whole clan that comes
in.
Not that that's our family.
Okay.
But in the sense of there is a family that is involved when it comes to dating relationships.
Okay. So as your children start to develop and get more serious in their relationships, and as they kind of encounter problems, how do you stay kind of available to them, that they know that you're there and that you'll help them, but kind of not get too involved in their problems?
Oh, there's such a parental reflex, especially in me, where if I see that there's a serious moment in their dating, that there may be tears, or there is a problem, or you can just, you can see it on their faces, I want to jump in as a dad, you know, and just rescue them and help them
exactly.
In whatever way. But then I also realize the dating years, I mean, I'm still their father, but it's like the training wheels are starting to come off your kids when they're dating. So they're not 9 and 10 years old anymore. They're 18, 19 years old. So as much as I want to be the solution for their problems, I find my role as a dad is starting to change and transition from being solely responsible to them, and that God is able to teach them lessons, but it's coming through me. But now God is giving them experiences apart from me. So for me, the biggest thing has always been understanding my kids, all four of them, totally different from each other. The oldest to the youngest, they can read like an open book, or they can be fiercely private with their dating lives. So being able to simply tell them, if you need me, I am here. That's probably the biggest comment that I say as a dad.
Okay. And as they get more serious, are there some thoughts that you kind of start to share with them as you can see that things are becoming more serious in the relationships, or just some kind of wisdom or certain things that you think are important for them to consider?
Oh, you know, that it's an interesting question, just because if they are starting to get serious in a relationship, hopefully there has been a lot of time already invested in the dating relationship, but then also invested in our parent time with them. So,
sure.
You know, our house is open. God made freezers to have it stocked with frozen pizzas. And so we want them to bring their dates home. We want to get to know them, and then they get to know us. So
sure.
That if they do start getting serious about it, we already have an investment of time that is with them. But then at the same time, when you get serious, that means that there's a lot of emotional, there's physical attractions that can lead to temptations. And so my role as a father is just to keep reminding them that as you have this relationship with a boy or a girl, remember that you have a foremost relationship with Christ, and just be able to do that.
Sure.
Remind them of that.
Sure. Do you have any other thoughts that you want to share with parents as they go through these fun but perhaps challenging times?
I can only share for myself. I have to fight. My kids have never thanked me for saying, "Dad, I'm so glad you sit me down and do 15, 20-minute talks with me about dating."
Right.
I have to work on is I can't think as well off the cuff, so I have to always think of what's the one point I want to get across in like that 30, 60-second window of time. So I have to carefully think through what I'm going to say with the realization, sometimes for me, less is best when it comes to them. And then always ending it with the, if you need me, I will always be here for you.
Fantastic. That seems like a great place to end. Thank you so much. You can find Pastor Dobberstein's full article at Heart to Heart's website, forwardinchrist.net. To hear from two Christian moms on this topic, read the articles by Ann Jans and Ann Ponath as well. Their articles, in addition to other articles on a wide variety of Christian parenting topics, are available at forwardinchrist.net. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.